Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Red Sox lose 7-5 after blowing a 5-0 lead. And, I mean, oh, God. Could it have happened almost more perfectly, let's say, on a Sunday after a win in Anaheim when a sort of comment is made about Sweet Caroline and being, you know, losing in the seventh inning, and here comes Sweet Caroline. Everybody's singing and all that kind of stuff. And the Red Sox blow the lead in the top of the seventh inning yesterday.
Did they play? Did they do the Sweet Caroline thing? Did they do it?
Yeah, well, of course.
Okay.
It's because it is a part of Fenway tradition, by God. But yesterday with Jones and Mego, Alex Cora stopped by, and they got a clarification, little further explanation, because there was no real video out there of the Cora comments because they were on the West Coast. It was just the writers. They transcribed everything. So you lose stuff like tone, demeanor, things of that nature, where if you heard Alex Cora say it, you might look at it a little differently, right? Or you might say, oh, okay, he said it tongue-in-cheek or whatever. So yesterday with Jones and Mego, here was the clarification, or really the background, from Alex Cora.
Well, let's start with the fan bases. If I live in California and my team is coming here in the summer to Boston, I'm going to circle that up. I'm going to Fenway Park. I will. You know, it's kind of like, you know, our family's like, oh, we're going to Wrigley this year. Let's go to Wrigley. You know, that's, I mean, if you love baseball, that's what you do. So it's nothing different. I think I can give you an example. In 21, the last series we played against the Yankees, they had like 50% of their fans, you know, here at Fenway. And then we would play the wild card game. Mm. It was all us. You know, that's what happened. So that part, you know, is where we at. You know, as an industry, people will travel. We haven't made Fenway uncomfortable. You know, and we, I mean, us as players, as an organization, and obviously the fan base. You know, we play well. They're gonna show up. They're gonna be loud. They're gonna be drinking beer off the boot and all that stuff. It's gonna be wild. But when you play games like that yesterday, well, Sweet Caroline is going to be Sweet Caroline, you know, whatever. You sing it, pop, 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 and then you leave, you know. We want fans to stay here, but it's up to us to play at the level that is expected, not only here, but at this level, and hopefully we can do it.
Hey, that was a non-answer on the Sweet Caroline thing. The only thing I took away from that was we got to make Fenway a tougher place to play. That's what I took away from that, right?
Has it changed over the last 3 years?
In what way?
Well, okay, because Fenway's always been this experience. It hasn't been labeled an experience, right? I've never heard ownership, management talk about Fenway Park, baseball games, that area as a Fenway experience. And then there's this long history of sellouts and, you know, home field advantage, and mm-hmm. suddenly it feels like that's disappeared. Is that over the last 2 to 3 years that has just happened where they've said, okay, listen, I feel like we're losing fans. I feel like people are losing interest. We need to turn this into a Fenway experience in order to maximize our potential with this ballpark.
Yeah, I think you're on it in two ways. It's the investment they've made in the ballpark, which has been significant. Go look at the ballpark and what it looked like in 2004 and look at it now. There's a lot of changes that have been made to Fenway. But I think, Christian, the thing about Fenway is that it's recession-proof, and fans aren't going to get mad at the ballpark. Fans will get mad at the players. Fans will get mad at the manager. Fans will get mad at management. But the ballpark is sacred. It's the one thing the Red Sox can sell that will never dip. Now, the question is, I'm almost like Gerard Mayo-ing it now, but on the other hand,
yeah, well, that's a line.
What is the ceiling of that? Like, how long does that last? Are you going to get repeat customers who are just okay with the product the way it is? And, you know, would your brother fly in from California and say to you, oh, Christian, while I'm here, I need to go to the experience of Fenway Park? Because it's not, hey, do you want to go see a Red Sox game? Because if the Red Sox are down, you might say, no, they stink. Why do I want to go see them? But if it's positioned as, hey, brother, do you want to go to Fenway? Ooh, sounds different in your mind. It's almost reprogramming people. Did I go too deep on that?
No. I mean, it's almost like they're the victim, or the Red Sox are just a victim of circumstance. They're just a victim of their, like, if Fenway Park was torn down, condos replaced that area, and it was put on the water somewhere, put in a different area, the stadium was bigger, more parking, easily accessible.
Had they got the new Fenway built,
that's
10 years
like,
ago,
what Yankee Stadium did, right? They just build a whole new stadium.
Looks similar. Okay, here
we
go.
But it's not, it doesn't have the same allure.
Right.
Okay, so it's
it
not.
It loses its charm when you go new.
So, so of course, we mentioned Wrigley yesterday.
Yeah.
And so Cora mentions Wrigley, the only other one. The other thing that you would do would just be destinations, sunny destinations. Hey, like they do it in football. Hey, they want to go to Vegas. They want to go to, you know, L.A. They want to go to, especially if it's a winter game, a road trip. Hey, we want to go to Florida. You would do something like that. But the fact is that I don't remember losing. I don't remember this being a thing years ago. Even when they had a bad year, then they would have a bad year, then they win a championship,
right.
Have a bad year. Like, they kept doing that yo-yo thing. I don't remember that ever being talked about, like, losing the home field. Like, they're losing home field advantage.
Well, do you think that there is some sort of intersection and crossroads of the Patriots and Red Sox on the whole got to ride high for about 20 years, and now they're kind of finding out how the other half lives a little bit, except there's still 2.5 million people going through the turnstiles at Fenway. Like, I feel like the fan attrition could happen within years for the Patriots, whereas, you know, you'll see some empty sections, there's no question, and when the team isn't good. But that's why I think it's the whole sell the Fenway experience, because it's the one thing, really, it's the easiest thing that the Red Sox, I guess, can control. Because they don't know if Rafael is going to turn into a top-flight player. They don't know if Trevor Story is going to stay healthy. They don't know if Yoshida is going to be a long-term guy who, you know, rakes forever, right? But the one thing they know they can sell is Fenway. And sinking more money into Fenway is less expensive than it is sinking money into players. As crazy as it sounds.
So the attendance yesterday and for the Red Sox home opener was like whatever capacity was.
I think it was banged out for the home opener on Tuesday.
36,758 or something.
Whatever
like
that number lands
and,
on.
And
it
then
moves.
I think yesterday it was a 10,000 seat deficit.
So it was
10,000.
So there were
less.
26,000 people
yeah,
there. Or
I think
whatever,
that was
on
around roughly right.
Yeah.
So there was an obvious. Just, you know, and still the weather was nice. I know it wasn't opening day, you know, their home opener, but
right.
The interest had left.
No, I think there is Boston interest, and then there is comparing it to others in MLB. Whereas if we look at 2.5 million people maybe walking through the gates at Fenway, in Cleveland, they would kill for that every year. You know, like the Red Sox have it's almost like the Red Sox have a floor of here's where our fan number is going to come in every year, between, say, 2.3 and 2.7 million, something like that. They got a window that they can kind of work in. And look, when the Yankees had the new Yankee Stadium, guess what? They were halfway decent, I do believe, if I remember correctly, whenever they repurposed that building down there. Like, they were good. They were okay. So you went to go, at least then, see the team. And then it was, oh, there just happens to be the new ballpark here. Whereas here it's the inverse, because really after what we've seen against the O's and better teams, it feels like the Fenway experience might be the way to go.